Radio Verte presents A Hygge by Corey Zimmerman.
I had a dog named Fido that I liked very much. I used to spend all my dough for puppy cakes and such. Our family learned to love him, to our hearts he was endeared. But now they've gone in mourning, caught for Fido's disappeared.
A Hygge begins as a coming-of-age tale set in rural America. The protagonist, a young boy named Oscar, grapples with his father's strict rules and expectations. Despite this, Oscar forms a friendship with Josefina, a Mexican girl from the impoverished side of the track. The story, written in a lyrical style with vivid descriptions of the characters and settings, unfolds against a backdrop of profound societal changes and significant historical events, including the rapid rise of the automobile industry and the looming threat of World War, culminating in a dramatic bank robbery and a chase that leaves a lasting impact on the town and its people. As Oscar and Josefina's relationship develops, they face adversity, including a violent encounter with a group of boys. This event has lasting consequences, shaping their understanding of societal divisions and personal resilience. Then tragedy strikes, leaving the young girl orphaned and on the precipice of yet another mortal tragedy that leaves Oscar broken and blaming his father personally for the loss. The second half of the novel finds Oscar hopping on a train for the city and the irresistible allure of the jazz culture of 1920s Chicago, where he meets Betty, a woman who introduces him to the hidden world of speakeasies, and Oscar becomes enamored with the devil's music and its flappers, finding solace and escape in the smoky haze of the underground clubs. Oscar's life takes yet another perilous turn when he meets Nevaeh, a talented jazz singer known as Little Bird. Nevaeh is involved with a dangerous gangster, Silver Dollar Sam. Despite the risks, Oscar is drawn to Nevaeh, and they begin a passionate affair. Oscar's journey reflects the struggles of many during this era as they navigate the complexities of love, identity, and the pursuit of the American dream. But no matter how hard Oscar tries, regardless of what vice he chases, be it jazz, liquor, or sex, he can never seem to part with the one who got away, young Josefina, and the ever-increasing desire to avenge her death.
But he won't get cold feet at that. There's too much mustard